Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Again, Tom, congratulations on winning a very, very difficult championship.
Thanks, Schulze.
In your mind, is there a more meaningful trophy in college hockey than the McNaughton Cup?
Oh, I don't know. I think every
Bean Pod's up there.
But. Yeah, you know what, Schulze? I don't know. I think that's a tough question because, you know, you'd have other schools watching this right now and just rolling their eyes. You know, that's why it's not fair. But, yeah, I mean, it's an historic trophy if that's what you're getting at. There's no question. I mean, the age, the history of that trophy, it's special. But, again, every championship's special. To be honest with you, it's special if you don't even have a trophy. So it's just a tough question. It's kind of a loaded question, Schulze, so I don't want to go there. But we're fortunate enough to have a great trophy in our league, and we're fortunate enough to get it last night.
I was going after the history. I mean, 113 years, just an avid hockey fan who says, you know what, I'm going to – I mean, 113 years ago, the thing cost $2,000 to make.
No doubt. it's the equivalent of $60,000 a day and 40 pounds. And, no, it's a cool trophy, and I think it definitely, you know, it adds to the whole pageantry of winning the championship. There's no question.
I think part of the coolest thing of it is it now does belong to Michigan Tech. You know, and it goes where they go. There aren't too many trophies that, you know, a conference hands out that belong to one of their members. That just adds another layer to this, doesn't it?
100%. And it's kind of a – well, it's just a great – it's a great story. You know, go to Wikipedia, read it. It's pretty interesting.
I actually went to the Wikipedia page today, and it already says Bemidji State, 2023-2024.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Wikipedia right there. They don't miss a beat, do they?
They do not. Whose idea was it last night to have the four former Beavers bring that thing out?
Don called me midweek and said, Tom, I think it'd be pretty cool versus having just some random person. He goes, I think it'd be pretty cool if you have some alumni bring out the cup. And that's kind of how it all started.
Well, Don deserves a pat on the back because I got goosebumps last night. Yeah, when I saw, I'm like, holy smokes, that's Brian Grant. Oh, that's Bob Fitzgerald. Yeah. And then I'm like, well, who the heck are the other two? It was Jordan Heller and Howie Borden. From what I hear, Howie was the oldest alum who was back for Alumni Week alumni weekend this past season.
Yeah.
Just cool to have guys from that era that are still that involved and able to be a part of something like that. I mean, that was cool.
Well, they're living in the community, and you know, they're all captains or so. It was neat. And you know, you got the young guy Jordan, who was part of our first McNaughton Cup team. Brian, you know, maybe the best player ever to play at Bemidji State. You know, Fitzy, part of that captain of that 84 team that went undefeated. Howie, longtime community member, captain of the 74 team. So, again, it was just all fitting. And there was other guys that could have did it. But, that's kind of how it all played out.
Did you take the cup to coffee this morning?
No, I didn't. I think I'm going on Monday, I think. But, no, not today. I thought about it, Schulze, and, nah. You know what? We got business today. And I kind of wanted to make sure, too, that we just stuck to business.
What is the reaction of people who maybe haven't ever seen it before when that thing just comes walking through the door?
I think it's interesting. I mean, we talked about, there's a lot of nostalgia with that trophy. And I think people, like anything, they're in the moment. We just won, so everybody's in the moment. And then they look at that trophy and they go, gosh, look at the craftsmanship. Look at the detail. You know, look at the woodwork. And, you know, we've built it up like it's the greatest trophy in the history of the world, which it is a big trophy and it's a fun trophy. So I think that adds to the excitement, the enthusiasm, and the allure of winning that trophy.
More with Coach Cerruteri when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruteri. Senior night, Tom. Every senior that I have talked to this week, and I've made a point of talking to all of them on senior week every year, every single one of those guys has made a point of saying, this locker room might be the tightest locker room I've ever been a part of. That all comes back to those seniors and how they've built off of the seniors before them, does it not?
Well, it does. I mean, again, you stand on the shoulders of the players who play before you. We talk about that all the time. We talked about it last night when we had our alumni in the locker room after we were all together and after the trophy presentation, we were all together in the locker room. It was kind of nice to share that time together. And I know it's cool that these guys say that because, again, the only way you can have a tight locker room is by having, you know, tight players, tight people, and good people.
Every team, every class, you know, it's got guys that are captain. It has guys that are role players. It has guys that, play a lot. It has guys that maybe don't. It's got guys from big cities. It's got guys from little towns. That's all part of what makes a hockey locker room so special, isn't it?
For sure. And you have to recruit good people. That's first and foremost. And sometimes, again, don't roll the dice. When you have good people, you have high character guys, you know what you can do? You can do remarkable things with high character people.
I'm not sure how much your guys slept last night. I know I didn't. I know a lot of the staff didn't get a ton of sleep last night. What are some of the challenges that you guys faced tonight, just after all the emotions?
There's a lot of challenges, Schultz, and you hit it on the head. I mean, we're playing a team that has to win. I mean, they could be in fifth place. They could be in second place, or they could be in fifth place. So, I mean, this game for Minnesota State is gargantuan. It's a huge game for them. And you're hoping that, obviously, again, that – I don't want to say lay an egg, but we want to make sure too that you play with that same hunger and that same passion. And no, it's one of those, it's like a little bit of a booby trap game, to be honest with you, right there. And hopefully we want to play spoiler. Hopefully we want to keep the momentum going. So who knows how it's going to play out, but it's going to be an interesting game tonight.
You know, this game, you know, doesn't mean as much for you as it does for them, like you said, but you guys are one of the hottest teams around. It is important, is it not, to stay hot going into the playoffs? And how do you try to walk that balancing act tonight?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're playing a really good hockey team. We're not playing a team that were 6 goals better than last night. I mean, that was a tight hockey game. So, it is what it is. It's going to be – I mean, we're playing a good hockey team, so we have our hands full, and that's how I'm looking at it.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.